Hello, archive members. For tonight's episode, we are going to be going to the desert town of Tombstone, a place forever linked to the frontier law enforcement, mining fortunes, and violence. At the center of the story stands the Birdcage Theater. It is a building that operated continuously for 8 years in the late 19th century and later became one of the most discussed allegedly haunted locations in the American Southwest. This episode, we will examine three things. First, the theater's documented history and the environment in which it operated. Second, the recorded deaths, violence, and incidents associated with the building. And finally, the ghost lore and modern paranormal experiences reported by visitors and investigators. Everything discussed tonight is drawn from historical accounts, local records, and documented visitor reports. So welcome in to the Ominous Archives. As you guys know, I am Nick.
And I'm Em.
And tonight, we're diving into the Birdcage Theater. So, we're going to jump right in.
I love a theater. I'm excited.
Oh, I really like these. I think theaters hold a whole lot.
Because
of everything that, like, plays and all that stuff that go on there.
Honestly, I can't think of a theater that I've ever done a musical in that didn't have haunted allegations.
Yeah.
Like, some sort of story.
It just goes with being a performing theater.
Yeah.
So, the Birdcage Theater first opened its doors in December of 1881, right in the middle of Tombstone's silver mining boom. And at that time, Tombstone wasn't just growing, it was exploding. The discovery of silver in the surrounding hills turned it into a magnet for just about everyone you can imagine. Prospectors, gamblers, entertainers, and yeah, of course, criminals too. Now, the theater itself was built and operated by an entrepreneur named William Hutchinson, but calling it a theater is kind of misleading, because the building was doing everything at once. It operated simultaneously as a saloon, a gambling hall, a brothel, and an entertainment venue. Basically, one-stop shop for chaos. And the performances? They weren't subtle. You had music, comedy routines, and traveling stage acts coming through constantly. One of the earliest performers was a woman known as Madame de Grainville. Her real name, Amala Hayes. She was advertised as the female Hercules, and also the woman with the iron jaw. And yeah, her act lived up to it. She would literally lift heavy objects using only her teeth, which sounds insane, but at the time, these kinds of strength acts were hugely popular, and they packed the theater early on. And she wasn't the only one. You also had performers like the Irish comedy duo John H. Burns and Matthew Tryers, mixing music and humor. Comic singer Irene Baker, performing popular saloon songs. Carrie Delmar, an opera-trained singer, bringing a more serious tone into the chaos. And comedian Nola Forrest, appearing in stage routines. So you've got this mix of refined performance and absolute rowdy energy happening all at once. Now here's where things are going to get even more interesting. Above the main floor were 14 small balcony compartments. And these were known as the bird cages. They weren't just for viewing. They were curtained rooms used by sex workers. And from there, they could look down over the crowd and watch performances and negotiate with customers all at the same time. It's honestly one of the most unique and unsettling designs you'll ever hear about. And the place just didn't open at night. It ran 24 hours a day. No breaks, no closing time. You could walk in at literally any hour and find something happening. Drinking, dancing, gambling, performances, all of it. They even held masquerade balls. People in costume, performers dressed up, and sometimes even cross-dressing acts, which back then were treated as comedic entertainment. Comedians like David Walter, Will Curlow, would take part in these exaggerated, over-the-top performances. And because this was Tombstone in the 1880s, violence was just a part of life. Gunfights, robberies, disputes, it was constant. And the Birdcage Theater became one of the central gathering spots for all of it. We're talking people like Wyatt Earp, Doc Halliday, Bat Masterson, all documented as being connected to the building. And a lot of them weren't for the shows. They were there to gamble. Speaking of gambling, this is where things get even more wild. One of the most unusual attractions there was Cornish wrestling. A lot of miners in Tombstone were from Cornwall, and they brought their traditional wrestling style with them. These matches became so popular that results were reportedly published in newspapers all the way back to the United Kingdom. They also had magic shows, and one performer claimed that he could catch bullets with his teeth. Now, during one of those performances, someone in the audience decided to try that stunt themselves outside the show, which predictably ended in a serious injury. So yeah, things could get very unpredictable there very fast. But maybe most of the stories tied to the Birdcage Theater is the poker game. This wasn't just any game. This was allegedly one of the longest poker games in history. It took place in the basement. Where else? The buy-in was $1,000, which at that time was a massive amount of money. And the game didn't just run for a night or a week. It ran continuously for years, day and night. Some of the names said to be involved: Wyatt Earp, Doc Halliday, Bat Masterson, George Hurst, Adolphus Bush, Diamond Jim Brady. According to local accounts, the game started in 1881 and didn't end until 1889. That's over 8 straight years at 24/7.
It's wild.
Insane that they could run, they'd be running a game
literally
that long. It's estimated that around $10 million circulated that table. The theater even took a cut. So they were making some serious money off of it. Now, whether every detail of that story is true is still debated, but the table itself is still there today.
It's kind of crazy to me that around $10 million ended up getting circulated. That's so much money.
Think about it, as the buy-in was only $1,000.
Right, too. Like, that's so much money.
Uh-huh. Insane amount of money. By the late 1880s, though, things started to fall apart. The silver boom slowed down, the mines flooded, the market weakened, and in 1889, the Birdcage finally shut its doors. During those 8 years, it built a reputation, and not a good one. Violence inside the theater was common enough that today, visitors can still see the aftermath. There are reportedly over 140 bullet holes still visible in the walls and ceiling, and these weren't accidents. They came from arguments, robberies, and drunken fights. Historical accounts suggest that at least 26 deaths were connected to the theater. Shootings, stabbings, suicides, violent disputes. And when you mix alcohol, money, and personal conflict in one place, that escalates things fast. After it closed, the building basically sat untouched for decades. Furniture, gambling equipment, stage props, all were left behind. It became a literal time capsule of the Old West. In 1934, a man named Ben T. Williams rediscovered it and opened it as a historic attraction. And that's when something else started happening. People began reporting strange experiences.
By the mid-1990s, stories started spreading that the Birdcage Theater was haunted. And these weren't just random claims. They were coming from employees, tour guides, and overnight visitors. One of the most common reports, unexplained sounds. Footsteps on the balcony, voices or whispering in empty rooms, even the sound of distant music. And a lot of these happen after the building has closed for the night. Then, there are the apparitions. Some people have claimed to see figures standing in the balcony cages, shadowy forms moving along the upper level. Even people dressed in clothing from the late 1800s. One of the most talked about spirits is known as the Lady in the Balcony. Witnesses describes a woman in period clothing standing behind the railing, and when someone approaches, she disappears. Another figure is a tall man in a hat, often described as looking like a frontier gambler. He's sometimes seen near the gambling tables. People also report physical sensations. Cold spots, the feeling of being touched, things you can't really explain. Now, paranormal investigators have spent a lot of time inside this building. They've reported unexplained audio recordings, electromagnetic fluctuations, motion detections in empty rooms. But skeptics will tell you there are other explanations. Old wood shifting can sound like footsteps. Temperature changes can create cold spots. And honestly, when you're in a place with this much history, your brain kind of expects something to happen. Still, the Birdcage Theater is consistently ranked as one of the most haunted locations in all of Arizona. It's been featured in multiple paranormal shows and documentaries, and today it operates as a museum with ghost tours and even an overnight investigation.
Now, beyond the commonly reported sightings, local guides and paranormal investigators have documented several specific spirits believed to be associated with the building. One of the most frequently mentioned figures is believed to be a woman named Margarita, sometimes described in local stories as a sex worker who once occupied one of the upstairs crib rooms, according to local legend. She was killed by a jealous client inside one of these compartments. Visitors occasionally report hearing a woman singing softly in Spanish near the balcony area late at night. Others claim to feel unexplained drops of moisture falling from above, as though tears were landing on them. Some male visitors have also reported feeling what they describe as light touches on their face or hearing quiet voices offering prices in Spanish. These experiences are most often reported near crib number 2, which tour guides sometimes associate with Margarita's story. According to local lore, Margarita, sometimes referred to as the Belle of the Birdcage, had a rivalry with another woman known as Little Gertie the Golden Dollar, who worked at a competing establishment called the Crystal Palace. The story claims that the man named Billy Milgreen, who was romantically involved with Gertie, was later seen spending time with Margarita at the Birdcage Theater. Believing that Margarita was attempting to take her lover, Gertie confronted her. In the legend that followed, Gertie attacked Margarita with a concealed stiletto blade during an argument, which she used to carve out her heart. The details vary depending on the source, but the story describes the confrontation ending in Margarita's death. According to the paranormal stories surrounding the building, Margarita's spirit is occasionally seen near the stage or behind the curtains. In one reported account, a visitor claimed to see a woman standing naked behind the curtain while the theater was otherwise empty. Some local stories also claim that the knife used to attack her was later discovered somewhere inside the theater, leading to speculation that the object itself may still be connected to the haunting. Another figure that staff occasionally reference is the former stage worker known in local accounts as Harry, who reportedly died in an accident during a performance in the early 1880s. When a sandbag fell from above the stage, some employees claim that the theater equipment occasionally behaves strangely. Lights turn on without being switched, curtains shift slightly, and props sometimes appear to move from where they were originally placed. A few visitors have reported seeing a man in work clothing near the stage area who disappears moments later. The theater's long-running poker legend has also produced its own ghost stories. According to some visitors, the basement poker table sometimes produces unexplained sounds late at night. Reports include the clank of poker chips, the shuffle of cards, or the sound of men arguing over a hand. Some visitors describe sudden cold spots around the table or an odd feeling of being drawn toward the empty chairs surrounding it. Another darker story sometimes told during ghost tours involves something referred to as the Black Mariah. In the late 19th century, this term was commonly used to describe the dark wagon that transported prisoners, or in some cases, bodies, through town. Because violence was frequent in the Tombstone during this mining boom, the wagon was reportedly called to the Birdcage Theater more than once. Over time, some ghost stories transformed the name into a mysterious figure. According to folklore, she became a sex worker rumored to have practiced forms of folk magic. Stories claim she was eventually killed by a frightened client who believed she had cursed him. In modern reports, some visitors claim to have seen a shadowy figure move through the theater, occasionally accompanied by feelings of being pushed or scratched. These reports are controversial and remain unverified, but they continue to circulate among tour guides and paranormal investigators.
The 14 balcony compartments are often considered the most active areas of the building. Visitors sometimes report hearing conversations, arguments, or other sounds that seem to come from behind the curtains, even when no one is present. Some have claimed to detect faint scents of perfume or cigar smoke, despite the building being closed for many hours. Other reports that the curtains covering the compartments sometimes move slightly, even without noticeable air movement. In some cases, reflections appearing in the old mirrors inside the rooms have been described as resembling faces or figures standing behind the viewer. The theater's basement is another area frequently mentioned in paranormal reports. Historically, the basement was used for storage and is also believed to have been connected to the gambling activities that took place beneath the main floor. Some visitors report an unusually heavy atmosphere in this space. Paranormal investigators working in the basement have claimed to capture unexplained sounds during recordings, including what they interpret as voices, cries, or chains moving. A small number of visitors have also reported sudden feelings of nausea or anxiety while spending time in the area. Skeptics often attribute these sensations to the confined environment and the psychological impact of visiting a location that's already known for its ghost stories.
Another category of reports involves what some visitors describe as phantom performances. These experiences include hearing music coming from the stage or orchestra area when the theater is empty. In rare reports, visitors claim to have seen figures dancing or moving across the stage before suddenly disappearing. Some witnesses say these scenes resemble full performances from the late 19th century, complete with music and stage lighting. Another figure frequently reported by employees and visitors is known simply as the Lady in White. Why not? We always have to have a Lady in White.
Always.
If you don't have a Lady in White, it's not, like, truly haunted. Unlike many of the other reported spirits, that took me three times to say, just in case anybody was wondering, this apparition does not appear to match the description of someone associated with the theater's rougher history. Witnesses describe a woman wearing a white dress and bonnet, sometimes appearing calm and composed. Several employees working in the museum have reported seeing her walking quietly through the building. In one account, an employee in the poker room reported seeing the woman descend the stairwell and stand silently nearby. The figure did not react to the employee's presence and eventually vanished. Despite being one of the most commonly reported apparitions inside the theater, no historical identity for the Lady in White has ever been confirmed.
Another story connected to the Birdcage involves a woman named Carmelita Jimenez, one of the brothel's painted ladies. Historical accounts suggest that in 1888, she ingested arsenic and died the following day after becoming severely ill. According to local tradition, the theater temporarily closed out of respect following her death. Today, some residents of Tombstone claim that her spirit does not remain inside the theater itself, but instead wanders the surrounding streets at night, sometimes appearing near the building where she once lived and worked. And then during the 1980s, two well-known mediums reportedly held a séance inside of the theater after claiming that the building contained unusually strong spiritual energy. According to those that were present, the session took a disturbing turn when one of the mediums suddenly appeared to struggle for breath while in a trance state. Witnesses reported that the medium seemed to be physically restrained by something unseen until the second medium interrupted the session. The individual later displayed bruising around the neck that reportedly remained visible for several weeks. As with many paranormal claims, this incident has never been independently verified.
So the Birdcage Theater remains one of the most intact reminders of Tombstone's most chaotic years. For 8 years, the building operated without closing, serving as a theater, gambling hall, saloon, and brothel in a mining town driven by silver, fortune seekers, and violence. Even today, the bullet holes scattered across the walls remain physical evidence of the confrontations that once unfolded inside. Whether the reported voices, footsteps, and apparitions are the result of lingering history, human imagination, or something more difficult to explain is still open to debate. But places like the Birdcage Theater have a way of holding on to their stories. More than a century after its doors first opened, visitors and tourists still walk through the same rooms where miners drank, gamblers played, performers sang, and arguments sometimes turned deadly. And in a town where so much of the past still stands exactly where it happened, it can occasionally feel as though the past never fully left. So thank you for listening to the Ominous Archives. This episode was written by Sam from the Scare Me Sam podcast, and it was recorded by your hosts, Nick and Em. And if you enjoy horror and dark fantasy book recommendations, be sure to check out Sam's show. And if you'd like to keep exploring the darker corners of history with us, make sure to follow the Ominous Archives on all of our social media platforms. Until next time, stay weird and stay haunted. See ya.
See ya.